Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. I'm Kent Lindquist, your co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Corns, Al Corns, and we try to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll stick around. We've got a little break for the news at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back with a second hour. And my highlight artist of the week is trumpet man Harry Sweets Edison. Fine trumpet player, played a lot in with a mute as well as open horn. He spent approximately from 1937 with the formation of the Basie Band through about 1950. He moved to the L.A. area, started working in the studios, the movie studios, and he was also first call on all of Frank Sinatra's recordings for Capitol. So he had those little trumpet obligatos behind Frank. That's Sweets back there doing his best. And in fact, when Frank opened up in Vegas for an act, he made sure that Harry came over to back him up. So, a great trumpet player. This is from an album that Sweets put together called The Swinger on the Verve label. This was actually a working group. Besides Sweets, we have Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, a fine mainstream swinger, Jimmy Jones on piano, Freddie Gear Green, who was a guitar player with the Count Basie Band from 1936 until the Count's death, Joe Benjamin on bass, Charlie Persip on drums, who was just out of the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, and this is a little thing written by Harry called Pussy Willow. Thank you. A nice, easy swinging 12-bar blues put together by our highlight artist of the week, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. Nice tenor sax solo by Jimmy Forrest, and the ever-present Freddie Green was there on that four-rhythm guitar.
Well, I'm going to start off with a trio headed up by Dodo Marmarosa. It has Sam Jones on bass and Marshall Thompson on drums and Dodo on piano. It's from a CD entitled Gene Ammons and Dodo Marmarosa, but Gene Ammons is going to sit this one out. It's a tune by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern entitled The Song Is You.
Thank you.
The song is You, with Dodo Marmarosa on piano and Sam Jones on bass and Marshall Thompson on drums, from a CD entitled Gene Ammons and Dodo Marmarosa. Obviously, Gene was not in on that one. It was recorded in 1962 in the Prestige label and then remastered in 1990.
Going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, Harry Sweets Edison, and this is an album that he cut on the Verve label called Mr. Swing, and it's the same personnel that was on the first track I played by Harry, called The Swinger, and again we have Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones on piano, Freddie Green on rhythm guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. This is a ballad that goes way back, way, way back. Baby, won't you please come home? Thank you. nice ballad rendition by Harry Sweets Edison of Baby Won't You Please Come Home from his album on the Verve label, Mr. Swing, and some nice solo work there by Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax and Jimmy Jones on piano.
Well, next we'll hear from another trumpet player, a contemporary of Sweets, Buck Clayton, also an alumni, both were alumni of the Basie Band. And Buck heads up an 11-piece group from a CD entitled Jam Sessions from the Vault. And we're going to hear a lot of solos. First, we'll hear from Kenny Kersey on piano, then Tyree Glenn on muted trombone, followed by J.C. Higginbotham without a mute on trombone, and then Tyree Glenn reappears on the vibes. Then we'll hear an exchange of ideas between Coleman Hawkins and Julian Dash. And the trumpets on this piece are Buck Clayton, Billy Butterfield, and Ruby Braff. And it's a tune in, written by Bruce Parrish and Fine entitled After Hours.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was After Hours, a group headed up by Buck Clayton, with solos by Kenny Kersey on piano and Tyree Glenn on muted trombone, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Tyree Glenn again on vibes, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Julian Dash on tenor, and the trumpets were Buck Clayton, Billy Butterfield, and Ruby Braff. A Columbia CD entitled Jam Sessions from the Vault, recorded in 1988.
All right, we're going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Harry Sweets Edison. And the next track is actually was a working group that was put together by drummer Buddy Rich and Sweets. That's the Rich Sweets Quintet, and the album was under Buddy Rich's name, the Swinging Buddy Rich. Cut on the Norgran label, which was a label put together by Norman Grants, obviously from that title of the company Norgran, later become Verve. And we got Harry on trumpet, Sonny Criss, great West Coast alto man, on alto sax, the droll and poignant Jimmy Rolls on piano, John Simmons on bass, and of course, Buddy on drums. This is a little thing, co-composer credits between Buddy and Sonny. Buddy and Sonny, called Sonny and Sweets.
Thank you.
Ah, that was a neat little swinger. The Buddy Rich album, The Swinging Buddy Rich, on the Norgran label. And we, of course, had our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Harry Sweets Edison, and fine alto sax work there by Sonny Stitt. Piano solo was by Jimmy Rolls, and some great brushwork there by the co-leader, Buddy Rich.
Well, next we'll hear from a group of Chicago musicians headed up by Eddie Johnson on tenor sax, along with John Young on piano, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and George Hughes on drums. It's from a Delmark CD entitled Love You Madly, which, of course, was Duke Ellington's tribute to his listeners. And Ellington wrote this tune, but I think the Delmark people were pulling our leg a little bit when they included it on this CD. The title is You Dirty Dog. Thank you. was Eddie Johnson on tenor sax, with John Young on piano, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and George Hughes on drums. The tune was an Ellington tune, You Dirty Dog, and it was on a CD entitled Love You Madly, which proves you can find humor in some of the most unexpected places.
Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM for the last hour, approximate hour, and we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes and be back with a second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. So please stick around. We've got a lot more good swinging sounds ahead of us. We're going to close this out with an album cut by Buddy Rich on drums and our highlight artist, Sweets Edison, on trumpet with Sonny Chris on alto sax. This is an old Goodman item called A Smooth One. Thank you.